and the Revolutionary Guards have blamed Saudi Arabia and the United States for being behind the attacks in Tehran committed by Daesh, while Prime Minister Rouhani has not pointed the finger at any particular country. Does this mean there is a rift among the ruling elites over foreign policy approach?
Well, I think what was clear is that there have been statements made by senior Saudi officials. The Deputy Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia and its Minister of Defense about a month ago publicly stated that we will take the war into Iran's territory, which was a direct threat and a very dangerous provocation. Then the day of the terrorist incident, unfortunately, my counterpart, Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, tweeted that Iran should be punished. On the same day, a few hours later, there was this attack. We are aware, we have intelligence, that Saudi Arabia is actively engaged in promoting terrorist groups operating on the eastern side of Iran in Baluchistan, using the territory of one of our neighbors against Israel to launch attacks against Iran, which only 2 months ago led to the murder of 9 Iranian border guards. On the east, on the western side, the same type of activity is being undertaken again, abusing the hospitality, the diplomatic hospitality of our other neighbor. So these are facts on the ground. There is no rift in Iran. On foreign policy, it's very clear that every authority in Iran, and not just recently, but since 1986, has promoted the idea of regional security, because Iran, by its nature, because of its geography, because of its size, is content with everything it has, just needs security in the neighborhood. We are a very secure country domestically. Putting this unfortunate terrorist incident aside, Iran is the most secure country in the world because of very clear, in the region, because of a very clear fact. 41 million people turn out to vote. So they express their frustration at the ballot box rather than with the suicide vest. And that's the opportunity that is available to them and not available to many residents of our neighbors. So we are very secure, but we need a secure environment. We need a secure neighborhood in order to be able to enjoy that security and reduce our expenses, our costs, both human and material costs, for maintaining the national security. So we need a secure environment. We need neighbors that are secure. For us, the security of Saudi Arabia is as important as it is the security of Qatar or the security of other neighbors. For us, the security of all our neighbors is paramount.